I'm a little twisted up over this thing. Like, I don't know what that equates to, but I'm twisted up right now. Anybody ever been twisted up over something before?
Amen.
That's a mountain term, isn't it? Twisted up, tore up. Anyway, toe up, whatever you want to say. Okay, sometimes we get tore up over stuff, but the thing about it is that God wants to work through that stuff, and He wants to set you free from that. You know, when Christ went to the cross and He died and He was resurrected, He paid the price for all of these things to where we don't have to feel this way anymore. There's no more bondage for us. Bondage, the chains were broken and all these things. But we have to take hold of it, right? You can live in bondage if you want to. But God says, I have so much more for you. I mean, think about this for a second. Anybody ever been bitter about anything? Okay, usually it's like kind of resentful, bitter, whatever you want to say. But anytime you open your mouth, something bitter comes out. You ever had that problem before? When somebody talks about something, you know? And it's like, the thing is, your bitterness is never going to go away. You are never going to be free from the bitterness that is in your heart until you let love flow out that into that issue right there, where you say, God, you know I'm bitter. You know, when it comes to that issue, I've got so much bitterness in me right now, I could spew all kinds of stuff, but I'm going to shut my mouth for a minute because, God, I need my heart changed and I need you to do it because nobody else is going to do it. You know, there's no right behavior that's going to fix my bad attitude. You know, somebody could break out the list of regulations for me right now, and it's not going to make me feel any better. Somebody can tell me, you know what you need to do? You need to quit doing this and quit doing this and quit doing this, and you're going to be free. That's never worked. And yet we still do that stuff sometimes. The thing is, you're only free because love actually is flowing out the other end of you all the way out into the issue.
Amen.
You want to be free from addiction? Then love the God that's bigger than the addiction, you know?
Amen.
But you've got to get to a place where you say, you know what, Lord, I know I love you and I know you're bigger than those things, but Lord, you know I can't kick this addiction, but I know you're bigger than that. And so, Lord, I want my love and everything just to flow into you. I want to have your character with this, but I'm going to need you to do that. And Lord, I need you to handle that. And He always does. If you want to be free from people who hurt you, anybody ever been hurt really pretty traumatically by somebody? Anybody? Man, we've been there, huh? If you want to be free from that hurt, then we've got to get to a place where we finally love them enough to pray for them. And until we can love, until we can have the character of God, when we look at their life and think we don't just see hatred and bitterness and upset and abuse, we don't see all that stuff. That Lord, we see somebody who's broken and we just say, Lord, I want you to give me love for that person so that I can be praying for them. Because I don't want to do this anymore. I can pour out bitterness on that. I can pour resentment on that. I can pour hatred on that. I can pour anything I want on that, and it will be a bondage to me, and it will hold me until the day I die.
Amen.
But at some point, I have to say, God, I want you to change me. You know, some of you today need freedom from fear because fear's got a hold of you. You know, I really feel like that there are some here today who are afraid of things that have been prevalent in your family for generations, and you think it's yours too because everybody else did it in your family. You're not in bondage to that. You're not. Those things are broken in the name of Jesus Christ in your life, right? You're not in bondage to that. So for everybody who has fear of addiction, you know, fear of alcoholism, those things that you see in families, anybody who has fear of those things, I want you to finally get to a place where you say, Lord, I want you to be my protector. I want to love you and I want to love my protector through this because I know that you're the one who protects me from these things. This will not come up again simply because I'm related in this family. I love my family, but I'm not like them in this way. And at some point we need to stand up and say, that doesn't define me. You know, their habits, their issues, these generational issues do not define me, and I break them in the name of Jesus. But we have to be in that place, right? Freedom never came through the law. Freedom never came through rules. Freedom never came from a preacher who stood up here and told you, you know what, you just need to knock it off and start acting right. Freedom never came from that. Matter of fact, it felt like something very different than freedom, you know? It felt like a new set of rules, and that's exactly what we need, right? A new set of rules, you know? The thing about it is that Jesus came to set people free, and it was by grace that He did it. And I know it's hard for you guys to wrap your head around that sometimes. I think we sometimes think it can't be that easy. And I want you to know it is that easy. That Jesus did it for you. He did it for you while you were still sinners, right? Christ died for us, right?
Amen.
He did it. He did it for you because He wanted you to have a life with Him. He wanted to have His creation back. But it's all you have to do is take hold of it and say, Lord, I want you to be Lord of my life. And you know what? I'm tired of trying to fix everything on the surface of my life. I'm tired of making everything better. I'm tired of trying to make things look right. Because I don't want to look, I just want to look right. I want to be right. You know, and if we can just let Jesus move in, we can just let Jesus move in and begin to change us from the inside. When we have a heart change, the outside will change.
Amen.
And you know what's really cool is we just get to give each other grace as we're walking through all that, you know?
Amen.
Because as you're walking from the old life into the new life, it may not be clean. And it's okay. Because Jesus didn't have a problem with any of that. He said, bring in all the sick, bring in all the who were broken, bring them in here, right? Because it was okay. He didn't say, bring all the religious people and bring me all the people who act like good Christians. Bring me all the people who dress up real nice. Bring them in here and then we're going to have church. He didn't say that. He said, bring me everybody who's broken. Bring me everybody who's sick, who has disease. Bring them here because they're going to be set free, right? So you may not consider yourself sick today, but some of you may have some bitterness in you. It's a form of spiritual sickness, right? Some of you may have resentment in you. Some of you may have hatred in you over things. Some of you may have something that feels like just absolute brokenness in you. And you bring that stuff here. This is the perfect place to bring that stuff today.
Amen.
You know that?
Amen.
Because Christ died to set you free.
Yes.
And you are free indeed. So how many of you want to be free today? How many of you, and can we just bow our heads and close our eyes for just a moment? How many of you need to be free from something? Can you just raise your hand right now? And it can be anything. It doesn't make any difference what it is. Anybody, raise your hand high. I want to be free from something today. And her hands everywhere. Christ died to set you free. Freedom is yours, and freedom is yours today. It's not one day down the road. It's not one day when you feel it. It's that you are set free today, but here's what we want to do is we want to pray that this freedom flows through love, through God's character flowing into the issue. So my prayer for you today is that God changes your heart. He changes your heart and does a work inside of you where it needs to be done so that then his love and his character will flow into that situation and you won't have to ask, what is it that God wants me to do with this anymore? Because you're going to absolutely know from within you. Father God, I thank for everyone who's raised their hand here today who says, there is something in my life, Lord, that I need changed. I want to be free from this. Lord, today it represents a lot of things. It could be forgiveness issues. It could be hatred. It could be bitterness. It could be addictions. It could be anything. Lord, I just pray right now in the name of Jesus, Lord, that you change our heart, Lord. Change our heart so that the surface of our life will change, Lord, for things that we've not been able to get over, for things that we've not been able to fix, for relationships that are broken, for things that are just messed up, for abuse that's happened, for hurt that's happened that we can't let go of. Lord, I just pray that you move into all of those things. Change our hearts, Lord, so that when we begin to see these things again, we see them through different eyes. We see them through your eyes. Lord, we find ourselves loving the people who've hurt us and praying for the people who have hurt us. And Lord, letting your character flow into situations. And Lord, I pray that you give us wisdom on handling situations the way you want them handled. Lord, we don't want to be in bondage anymore. Lord, we know that when we accepted Jesus, that you set us free, Lord, but there have been things that we've allowed to keep us in bondage, even in the midst of the freedom you've offered. So Lord, I pray that as we lay these things before you today, Lord, that you break the chains of these things, that they no longer have a hold on us, that they no longer wreck our lives, they're no longer heart defects. Lord, we know that only your love and your very substance of who you are is what fixes the defects in our hearts. Lord, we just love you and thank you and praise you for what you're doing here today, Lord. In the name of Jesus Christ, we pray. Amen. Can we continue with our heads bowed and eyes closed for just a moment? There may be some here today who have never accepted Jesus into your life, but I want to make it really clear, Paul's picture of what it means to be saved. He says, today I want you to confess with your hearts in your mouths and believe in your heart that Jesus Christ died on the cross for your sins. And when you accept him, you will be righteous before God himself. And then as you become righteous and God and Jesus becomes a part of your life, he's going to change your heart. He's going to change the way you think about things. He's going to change the way you feel about things. He's going to show you a better way. And as you begin to understand what Jesus is wanting to do in your life and how he's changing you inside, you're going to find that the things you say are different. The way you live is different. The blessings that you have are just more than you can imagine and more than you can contain. that God is going to do things in your life that you've never seen done before because of the decisions you've made. So when you make the decision to accept Jesus, you're actually putting something in motion that brings a blessing upon you that you can't contain and you can hardly even understand. But it's what God's made possible for you through Jesus. Is there anyone here today who says, yes, I'm ready to accept Jesus Christ today? Is there anyone? If you could just lift your hand. I want to pray for you today. Is there anyone here today? Thank you. Is there anyone else here today? Thank you. Thank you. I just want to lead you in a prayer between you and God right now. Father God, today I accept Jesus Christ as my Savior. I confess with my mouth and believe in my heart that Jesus died on the cross and was rose again, that He paid the price for my sins. So today I give you my life, and I ask that through the power of the Holy Spirit that you pour into me everything that you want me to have. Father God, I want to build a relationship with you. I want to walk with you. Lord, give me ears to hear your Spirit and give me the strength to be obedient. Lord, I love you and I thank you. In the name of your Son, Jesus. Amen. Can we thank God for what He's done here today? Praise Him.